This is the Aviat Merli of the 31st of May 2026. Original date, the 15th of March 2010. O souls who are worthy of God's love, give a handful of happiness to those who are unhappy. Finish all waste and become powerful, and bring the time close. Today, Bapdada is seeing all of God's lovely children everywhere. Out of multi-millions, there are only you handful of God's lovely children, because it is only at this time that you are able to experience God's love. Throughout the whole cycle, you have experienced the love of souls, of great souls, and of religious souls. But God's love can only be experienced now, at the confluence age, which all of you children are experiencing. When someone asks you where God is, what reply would you give him? He is with me. He stays with me. He stays in my heart. You are experiencing this, are you not? Only you know this, and only you have the experience of this love. The Father stays in my heart, and I stay in the Father's heart. You know that only you have received the fortune of experiencing the intoxication of God's love. What is the sign of having love for someone? The sign of that is that you sacrifice yourself to that one. All of you know what the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, wants from all of you children. The Father's wish is that each of you children become equal to the Father. As is the Father, so the children's stage should also become just as elevated. What is that elevated stage? The stage of complete purity. Such purity that impurity cannot come, even in your dreams. Are you creating such a completely pure stage, a stage of purity, in which there is no name or trace of any impurity? At present, because of the time coming close, Bapdada is giving this signal. According to the closeness of time, even having waste thoughts is a sign of impurity. Check throughout the day whether any waste thought of arrogance or insult pulls you to itself. While moving along, if you consider any of the specialities given to you by the Father to be your own speciality and become arrogant, then that is also a waste thought and an impure thought of the consciousness of I, such as, I am no less. I also know everything. Only my thought is right and elevated. Such thoughts of the ego of I are also a trace of subtle impurity. So check yourself. No trace of waste thought of any type of impurity still remains, does it? You lovely children of God are instruments to bring the time of establishment of the pure world close, and so the vibrations of you instrument souls spread everywhere. Therefore check, is there any type of waste thought pulling you? Because the pure world and the pure kingdom are now coming close, the vibrations of purity are needed, as sorrow and peacelessness are increasing in different forms everywhere. The reason for sorrow and peacelessness is impurity. So impure souls and devotee souls now need to receive double service. Bapdada has seen that service with words is taking place everywhere with a lot of splendour. You are now finishing their complaint. However, souls now need extra sakash. Do this by serving with your mind and giving them sakash, courage and zeal and enthusiasm. So at this time, there is a need for double service to be done. For this, Bapdada has said that each of you children should consider yourself to be an ancestor. You are the foundation of this Kalpa tree, the ancestors, and the worthy of worship souls. Bapdada continues to hear the sound of the unhappy children. The sound of the call of those souls should reach you, children. You are to become completely pure souls. You are becoming that. You have become that. But as well as that, you also have to increase serving with your minds. Today, happiness, peace and contentment are decreasing in the world. So now you souls who are worthy of receiving God's love have to give souls a handful of love, contentment and happiness. You have to give a handful of happiness to those unhappy souls. Firstly, give sakash by serving with your mind. And secondly, reveal the Father through your face and activity. Bapdada is pleased with the service that you have done and are doing, and that there is zeal and enthusiasm everywhere. But one service still remains to be done. Until now, there has been the sound that you Brahma Kumaris make human beings good, and that you liberate them from impure interaction. You are doing the very good service that the government wants the youth group to do. However, now they should say, the Father has come. God has already come. They are giving the knowledge given by God. My Father has come to give the inheritance. By their vision now going to the Father, they will be attracted by God's love and godly attraction. They have already begun to say, this is good, this is good. But the revelation of God the Father will attract them and make them good. So let them now recognize the Father, the one they had been remembering, who is giving this knowledge and this inheritance. Now bring them close to the Father by serving them with your mind. Let the Father be revealed through your face, your activity and your eyes. So now make this plan amongst yourselves. Bapdada saw that you children have put the plans that Bapdada has given you from time to time into practice with great discipline and with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, and that you are still doing that. Bapdada is giving all of you children multi-million-fold congratulations for that. Now make this addition. God is giving the inheritance. If you don't take the inheritance now, then when would you take it? The Father feels mercy for you children, seeing the atmosphere of sorrow and peacelessness. You and the Father know that this is going into the extreme. There cannot be the end without the extreme. At such a time, give souls this experience. Do not just let them hear about it, but give them the experience of God giving the inheritance. All of you also ask, do you not? When and how will God's revelation take place? The sound has reached far enough that they say, the Brahma Kumaris. But who is teaching the Brahma Kumaris? Who is the bestower for the Brahma Kumaris and the Brahma Kumars? You now have to bring the time close and bring about completion. Who is going to bring the completion close? Each of you children considers yourself to be an instrument for this, do you not? The Father has given you children this responsibility with himself. Son shows Father. When some of you knew the Father, what happened when you came to know the Father? You recognized him, you knew him, and having become his children, you claimed a right to the inheritance. Now let there be a queue formed of the souls who will claim their inheritance. So why is the queue stuck and not being formed? Because some children are even now caught up in a queue of waste thoughts. Why? What? How? You give your time for this task of completion, but you haven't yet finished the waste. The wasteful, Vyas, creates an obstruction for you becoming powerful, Samarth. Today, Bapdada is giving courage to all of you children everywhere for you to finish your waste thoughts. Now finish all waste. Constantly be powerful and make others powerful. Do not just give them the message, but make them powerful. Become powerful and make others powerful. Celebrate the day for finishing all waste. Is this possible? You do believe that waste thoughts cause a loss for yourself. They waste your time and give you less of the experience of being constantly happy and fortunate. You do believe that you have to bring the time for completion close. So who has to do this? You have to do it, do you not? You are those who believe that you have to bring the time for completion close and that you have to finish the waste to do so. Not that you are going to do it, but you do definitely have to do it. It, waste, should not even enter your dreams, let alone your thoughts. It should not even enter your dreams. Those who consider themselves to be such courageous children, raise your hands. You are raising the hands of your minds, are you not? It is very easy to raise your physical hand, but are you raising the hand of your mind? Those of you who are raising the hands of your minds, raise your hands. It is the hand of your mind, is it not? Acha. Bapdada is now giving all of you children this blessing. All of you will remain constantly happy for 21 births in the new world that is to come. You will not have to labour. You will not be caught up in the problems of the world. Whatever you need in life, for your bodies, minds and wealth, you will receive all of that. Your bodies will be healthy, your minds will be happy, and you will have plenty of wealth. And this is your guarantee for 21 births. Acha. According to today's world, many things continue to change. The laws of the government are also changing. People's attitudes are also to change. For this, many things will come in each one's life, wasteful things. And so you need powerful thoughts in order to finish the wasteful. In order to finish waste thoughts, you need best thoughts. And for that, you have to listen to the blessing every day. The blessing is elevated thoughts. Whenever you have any waste, your mind needs to have elevated thoughts. The mind is not able to remain empty. The mind definitely needs one thought or another. In order to change the waste into the best, your mind needs a change with the blessing, the slogan, and the essence at the beginning of each Merli. As soon as you open your eyes, first of all say, "Good morning" to Shiv Baba. Can you do this? There is a saying that if you first see the face of someone good in the morning, your whole day will be well spent. What do they say when they see the face of someone not good? They say, "I don't know whose face I saw because the whole day was bad." So who is the best of all? Shiv Baba. You have love for Shiv Baba, do you not? As soon as you open your eyes, "Shiv Baba, good morning." Then, when you close your eyes at night, when you are going to sleep, say, "Good night, Shiv Baba." This is easy, is it not? Your whole day will then be good, because you took the pure thoughts from the blessing. So do this. Bap Dada has love for all of you. Therefore, by doing this, you will continue to move forward. You will experience happiness in this life of yours too. There will never be any wave of sorrow. So do you agree? Simply become easy yogis. "I am a soul. I am a child of Shiv Baba. That is all." This is being an easy yogi. Whilst walking and moving along, remember, "I am a soul. I am a child of Shiv Baba." You can remember this much, can you not? It is very good. Now, all of you who are heirs or who are going to become heirs, those of you who consider yourself to be Bap Dada's true heirs, raise your hands. Are you heirs? All the VIPs are also raising their hand. Applaud at least. Acha. Now, the air quality ones who will have this determined thought, who will give this thought to Bap Dada from now, not at some point. We will definitely finish all waste thoughts from now. Do you agree? Do you agree? If so, then raise your hands. There are two tasks. One is to be constantly powerful, and the other is to bring the time of completion close. Bapdaba can hear the calls and the cries of sorrow a great deal. Baba doesn't know why you cannot hear them. When Bapdaba can hear that, then you children, who consider yourselves to be heirs, those who are to claim the inheritance, should have mercy for those who are to receive their inheritance. Why do you not have that mercy? Let there be disinterest, unlimited disinterest, and mercy. Do not give time to the queue of why or what over trivial matters. So, O Bapdada's long-lost and now-found beloved children, you children who are blessed with multi-million-fold blessings, now make your thoughts determined. Use the key of determination even more. Become karma yogis. You are those with a karma yogi life. A life is for all time, not just for some time. So now, let your merciful, compassionate form of a remover of sorrow and a bestower of happiness emerge. Bapdada has been telling you for a long time about the period of suddenly. So at least fulfill the call of the devotees before anything happens suddenly. Listen to the sound of sorrow of the unhappy ones. Now each of you, young and old world transformers, should consider yourself to be responsible for transforming the sorrow of the world and bringing about that world of happiness. Until when will Bapdada continue to come and go? This is why it now has to happen suddenly. So now, O air quality souls, you have to enable souls to receive their inheritance. Now play the part of being merciful. Do not think, when will this happen? It will happen suddenly. This is why you definitely have to finish waste. Not that it will happen, but that you definitely have to do it. Bapdada saw the result and checked the results, consequences of everyone's karma. Baba checked your speed of effort, and also check the account of the accumulation of treasures. So what did Baba see in the result? You make very good effort to accumulate them, but there is a variety of percentage in what you accumulate. You think that you have accumulated them, and you have accumulated some, but only a percentage. A little is accumulated, but it is not accumulated for all time. You do it for so long, but there is a difference in accumulating it for all time. This is why Bapdada is now enabling you to have determined thoughts for each and everything. He made you do it for anger. However, let there not be any upheaval in your mind about anyone. Let there not be any why or what. You have controlled the anger from your mouth. Some of you have done this very well, but it still continues in your mind a little. You are trying to finish it. Nevertheless, Bapdada is pleased that your attention has been drawn. You have begun to realize that only you would lose. Do you understand? Acha. To all of you children everywhere who are lovers of God, to those who constantly continue to fly with the Father's love and are intense effort makers and true servers, who are free from obstacles in service. Bapdada is seeing all such children everywhere. Baba is also seeing the children who are far, far away, and also seeing all the children who are watching and listening to Bapdada on a screen in different places in Shantivan. Bapdada is giving all of you children the blessing. May you constantly remain happy and distribute happiness for all time. A happy face. Let anyone who sees your face become happy. No matter what some people may be like, on seeing your face, let them also become happy. This is a blessing for all of you children everywhere. It is a blessing for all those here who are sitting personally in front. Never let your face wilt. If you wilt, what will be the condition of the world? You have to have a constantly happy face and always keep busy in the activities of happiness and make others remain like that too. To such sweet, intense, effort-making children, Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you become an experienced image and reveal the image of the Father and the Teacher with your own image. To stay in your real position is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Remain stable in knowing what you are and who you belong to. With this real form of faith and the awareness of your victory many times, you will constantly continue to move along in the waves of the ocean of your intoxicated stage. Since you are the children of the bestower of happiness, how could waves of sorrow come to you? How can the children of the Almighty Authority be powerless? When you stay in the experience of this position, the Father and the Teacher's image will then automatically be revealed through your image. Slogan: those who are honest and truthful will have divinity in their faces and in their activity. Aviat signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. When you children become immortal images and remain stable on the thrones of your foreheads, you will then be able to remain stable on the throne of a constant stage and on Bapdada's heart throne. When the vision of the practical form of the images of all of you in a constant stage is given in the divine gathering, then Bapdada's revelation will come close. For this, each of you will have to be equal in having sanskars like those of Bapdada. Om Shanti.